Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea launched another missile over Japan early today, just days after the UN imposed additional sanctions for conducting its sixth nuclear test. The missile was launched from the capital, Pyongyang, and flew over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the international community needs to come together and send a clear message to North Korea that it is threatening world peace with its provocations. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the latest missile launch a reckless act by the North Koreans. On a visit to storm-ravaged U.S. state of Florida, President Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned through the state.
Well, we love the people of Florida, and they went through something that I guess the likes of which we could really say nobody's ever seen before. They've never seen a category like this come in, because it came in really at a five. All you have to do is look at what happened in the Keys. But we love these people, and we're going to be back, and we're going to help. And the job that everybody has done in terms of first responder and everybody has been incredible.
There were at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida. Before that, in the Caribbean, dozens died. Devastation was widespread. An American citizen fighting for the Islamic State in Syria is in U.S. custody after surrendering to coalition-backed Syrian fighters. U.S. Defense Department has detained the American as a known enemy combatant. They also said to pursue ISIS fighters regardless of nationality. This is VOA News. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks in southern Iraq. That story now from VOA's Andrew Palchevsky.
The twin attacks killed at least 50 people, and more than 80 people were wounded. Officials said that the attacks took place near Nasiriya, the capital of Dikar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a suicide attack was carried out by a driver when an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. The Shiite-dominated Dikar province is 320 kilometers southeast of Baghdad. Andrew Palchevsky, VOA News.
Trucks carrying emergency supplies to children affected by the Rohingya refugee crisis are making their way to Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community have fled for safety. The aid announcement comes a day after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the situation as tantamount to ethnic cleansing for the Rohingya community. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the violence in western Myanmar, where Rohingya say they have been under siege from government troops as well as Buddhists.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
Government officials in Myanmar consider almost all of Rohingya's illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, even though many have lived in the country for generations. Violence involving the Rohingyas has been going on for a long time, but it grew to a crisis last month. President Trump says he's close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported from the U.S. years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States, but that any agreement must include a massive border security. Mr. Trump's remarks came not long after he said on Twitter that he had not made a deal with the top Democrats in Congress and the so-called Deferred Action for Child Arrivals program for the Trump administration rescinded last week while giving Congress 6 months to vote on the issue. After a 20-year mission including two extensions, the Cassini spacecraft will make a final death dive into the planet Saturn today. Scientists and engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory said the decision to end the life of the spacecraft in the way is because that's what it would need.
That's the latest world news from VOA.